7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Yeah, you're a good kitty. Look at your kitty face. Yes, it's so nice. So fluffy. You want to do radio shows? You want to do some radio?
Because it's time to start it up. Okay, let's go. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that does, of course, mean that it's time to begin another exciting episode of... The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Unga bunga. All right, here we go. Dubious Goals Committee. What the hell's going on? Well, it's going to be one of those days, because here I am sitting here on my floor in my house, and I've got a cat sitting on me. Say hi, Dingins. Dingins says nothing. That's a good baby. Yeah, somebody just woke up a few minutes ago and said, oh, I have to have some water, and then I have to sit on you for half an hour. And I said, but I have to do radio show. And the cat says, that's too bad. So here we are. Hanging out in, I don't know, some kind of Japanese gemu senta. So that's fun. And we're not doing anything because why? Well, because it's raining. It's raining and it's also very windy. Funny thing is, it's not actually all that cold. We could go outside. It's not even raining that much. It's just sort of this annoying little sprinkle that's spreading water around, which is a good thing to have because we need lots of waters. It's getting a little dry around here, and we need the water for our mushroom buddies, etc., etc. So, yeah. The good news is, maybe we'll get some mushroom growth. The bad news is, we're not going outside today. So that means we gotta find all kinds of fun things to do today. Indoors. And one of the first fun things I want to do is I need to play this song for you. I finally found some music. It's been years. How long have I been doing this show? 7.5 years? I've been trying to play this song for, well, you know, it's not like I'm thinking about it every day. But, okay. There's this band, except they're not really a band. They're a super group. An electronic music super group. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, how can that be? Supergroups are usually like terrible soft rock bands or metal bands. Yeah, right. I know, right? This is because there's no Americans involved. This is the beauty of it. Once you refuse participation from the Americans, you don't have to listen to heavy metal anymore. Anyway, who is all in this band? Well, this band is called Hat. All right? Very simple name. But it's really an acronym for their first names. And so, who are the names of these people in this supergroup? Well, we have Haruomi, sometimes known as Harry. That's the H in Hat. And then we have Adam. And when I say Adam, I don't mean Adam and Eve. I mean Adam as in man and atom society. And then, of course, the T in the Hat is Tetsu. Yeah, we got Haruomi Hosono from YMO, Adam Hart from everything, you know, Senior Coconut and other things. And then we have Tetsu Inoue. Oh, one of the greatest ambient synth guys ever. Anyway, yeah, so it's a bunch of awesomeness. And I love this stuff. It was very highly influential to me when I heard it. And I haven't heard any of this stuff literally for decades. This is some fairly old stuff, but you're not going to think that this is 30 years old. You're going to think, oh, wow, this must have been made this year or last year. This is really up-to-date and wacky cool stuff, and I have to agree. Now, the funny thing is even though I did manage to find some of this stuff, some hat, I have not been able to find the hat that I really want to play for you. But I did find some hat, and so that's going to have to do it. And you know what? I don't feel like killing any more time, so let's do it. Let's listen to Hat. This is a track called Sleep Run.
Thank you. Yeah, and that was it. Sleep Run by Hat. And when you listen to that, it's really obvious that Harumi Hosono is involved. It's got Hosono written all over it. You know, classic Hosono patches, all kinds of crazy stuff. And now what's this cat doing? Hi, Peppa. What are you doing? Oh, so, yeah, you listen to that and you think, okay, obviously Hosono-sensei, but who's he under the influence of, right? I mean, it gets a little bit crazy there. And you start thinking, okay, yeah, Tetsu, but who else? Yeah, none other than Adam Hart. Just the, I don't even, yeah, speechless. I have very few words. Or, you know, any few words that actually make any sense or sound coherent or anything. Yeah, this is not the time for coherence. This is the time for drinking tea. Pooer. Yeah, although I'm drinking the cheap pooer today. But yeah, it's pooer day. It's pooer day. You gotta have pooer on a chilly, rainy day like today. Although I did sleep well. The funny thing is last night I was kind of tired and I thought, yeah, I think I'm going to go to sleep now. And I fell asleep fairly quickly. And that was great. Except, you know, it got cold overnight and everything. And so I woke up very early, about 6:30, 8 or something like that, when I looked at the clock. And I thought, and I woke up because, I don't know, I had this weird, like, freaky nightmare or something. I woke up all, you know, right? And so I was rolling around on the floor for a while thinking, oh, maybe I should just get up. I'm never going to go back to sleep. And then I fell back asleep. Yay. And I had another dream. And I remember this one a little bit better. Because this is just weird. And it has to do, the dream that I had has to do with this thing. What is this thing that I'm holding in my hand that's very wrapped up in a plastic crinkly wrapper? It's a fortune cookie. I had a dream about this fortune cookie. Now, Tobe, why would you have a dream about this particular fortune cookie? Well, because this particular fortune cookie is really weird. I ordered some Chinese takeout a couple of weeks ago, and I ate it. Yummy. And then I got to the fortune cookie, and I was going to eat it, but then I decided not to. Because the fortune cookie is weird. It is a factory failure. It is a reject that should have been rejected, but wasn't. Why should it have been rejected, Tobe? Well, because the fortune is sticking out of it. Okay. This is a fortune cookie that's sealed in a plastic wrapper. It is hermetically sealed. It is still airtight and everything. But the fortune in the cookie apparently did not get inserted correctly. And so it's hanging out the back of the cookie. And so when the cookie was wrapped, when the cookie was, you know, going through the machine that shoved it into the plastic tube and then sealed off the ends, the fortune got cut off. But it's weird because it got cut off twice. Somehow, I don't know how this works, but this is just this magical thing that I have now, this fortune cookie, because you can see, maybe I should take a picture of this. Oh, okay. So if I did take a picture of this, let's assume you're looking at it right now. Because I put the link in comm. The fortune has been cut off. It's been cut off at the cookie, so there's only about a centimeter of fortune sticking out of the cookie until it's cut. And then you get to the part where it's sealed in the bag, and the fortune, the piece of paper that is the fortune, is sealed in the crimp, in the heat. Okay, you know how these are made, right? There's a tube of plastic, it's slid, and then it's, you know, thermally sealed and cut. Well, there's a piece of the fortune that is sealed inside the, you know, 7 millimeters of melted plastic. And then it is cut off, and so there is no full fortune. And so there's a part of me that wants to read half the fortune, but I can only see one word. You. And so now I just have this interesting object that I had a dream about. And in my dream, I dreamt that the fortune cookie got opened. The wrapper was opened from the other end. And I took the fortune cookie out, but it like crumbled or something. And the fortune was still in the plastic. And then that's about when I woke up. So yeah, I had a dream about this fortune cookie that I've been saving just because the fortune cookie is weird. Because I like weird objects. Yeah, huh. And speaking of weird objects, it's time to find that thing that we need. What do we need? What we need right now is a sharp Rückgratstampfer.
Hallo, ich heiße Mike und bin ein scharfer Rückgratzerstampfer. Wollen wir beide Freunde sein?
Negativ!
Beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
Stanty, baby!
Oh. Oh my god. Yeah, okay, so some beefiness there. And then of course the traditional appeal for the perfect hair forever. Oh, what an interesting day I'm having. Been pouring water for my cat a lot. And I have cat fluff in my face. All I want to do is to drink some tea. Without getting the damn cat fluff in my face. Why is that so damn difficult? Nobody knows. Okay. Where are we with this tea? That's what I need. All right. So anyway, what are we doing? Well, we're listening to this. What's this? This is some good stuff. This is my new favorite thing. This is my new favorite person in the world. We're listening to Bamanya Bryan, sometimes known as Afro Rack. And I love this guy. I don't know much about him. He's a young man, probably less than 30 or maybe around 30 years old. Tops. Hard to tell. And he is from Uganda, and he lives in Uganda. Yeah, not only is he from there, he is still there. And what this guy has done, he has built his own modular synthesizer from scrap, from junk, just from crap that he has found laying around. He's pulled stuff out of dumpsters and taking ICs and components off of circuit boards. And he made his own modular synthesizer that he calls the Afro Rack. Because, you know, he's just... Basically, he said something along the lines of, yeah, well, we've got Eurorack already. And, yeah, so he went with Afrorack as a standard. And I approve. I wholeheartedly approve, because this is a man after my own heart. He's stripping down junk electronics to make his own synth. This guy is dope as hell, and he doesn't have much in the way of outboard gear either. All he's got is a mixer and an Arteria beat step. And he's got an amp and some speakers and what also appears to be an audio interface so he can slug it all into his... I can't identify the laptop. But yeah, he's running some bare minimum stuff, and all of his patch cables aren't even shielded. I think he's just using speaker wire for the patch cables. And he's got a spring reverb in this rack, and he's got the most hilarious clock ever. I love it. And a sequencer of some kind, and it's just all the good stuff. All the good stuff. You might want to look him up. If you have any interest in synth or building synth, or you think you can't do it, or I can't afford a synth. Well, yeah, this guy can't either. What's he doing? He's building stuff out of junk. Love this guy. Awesome. Oh, Bamanya Brian, too cool, my man. My brother who lives too far away, I can't go visit him. I just want to go to Uganda and build some synth with this guy, but we can't. Why? Because it's Saturday. And what's the new Saturday tradition? That's right, don't touch me.
Hey! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Whoa! Hey! Don't touch me! Hey! Hey! Don't touch me! Don't touch me!
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft. A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains. Order your Grand Ball Washer today.
You know, I would consider ordering a Grand Ball Washer today, except I'm not convinced of the towel security on one of these golf ball washers, because that's not a carabiner. That's not a carabiner securing that towel to prevent theft. That's not going to prevent theft. That's a quick link. It's not even a carabiner. You can undo a quick link even faster than you can undo a carabiner. I mean, this is not a locking device. It's not any kind of security thing that will keep your towel attached to the golf ball washer. No, these are just temporary things, both quick links and carabiners. First of all, it's not a carabiner. Second of all, a carabiner is not your security solution. Oh my God. Why is it always up to me to explain these things to the world? Well, that's why they gave me this, the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day, people, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm afraid to tell you that this is the end of the line for me. The end of the line. Yes.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Let's find some food.